My name is Father Michael. I'm from Rent-A-Priest. My surname is Leshny, and I'm what is called a son of the parish. Grew up here in Guardian Angels Parish. Our family home was up near El Coyote, which I think is familiar to most people. My brothers and sisters went to school here, and I'm a graduate of McNicholas High School as well as my brothers and sisters. And I celebrated my first Mass here when I was ordained 46 years ago. And also when I was a student in high school, I sang in the choir here at Guardian Angels and also served Mass on Sundays. Back in those days, it was pretty customary for the high school boys to serve Sunday Masses when we were in the old church, which is now the gymnasium or auditorium today, and also on occasion when the organist was on vacation in the summer, I would substitute and be the music person at liturgy. My dad was buried from this church back in 1990, and my mom was buried from St. Mary's in Bethel, where I was the pastor prior to my retirement. Father King, your beloved pastor, and I are classmates from the seminary, so we've known each other for some 54 years. And if you want to know any stories about Father Tom, I can tell you lots of fun stories. I can't tell you anything bad about him because you are so blessed to have Father Tom as your pastor. Agreed?
Yes.
Let the church say amen. I'm here today because Father Tom is having a wedding over at Bellarmine Chapel on the campus of VECSU. So since I only live 5 miles from here, he called me a couple weeks ago and asked me if I could substitute for him today and tomorrow. So that I am doing. While I'm a retired priest, some people ask me if I'm bored. When you're retired, you're saying every day, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for retirement. It's wonderful. And I'm sure those of you who are retired would certainly agree with me. People sometimes ask, are you bored? No, not at all. Not at all. I keep busy helping out in parishes. I help out also at Good Samaritan Hospital. And beginning this week, I will be helping out at Mercy Anderson, especially on Thursdays. As I get around to various parishes, you know, I meet all kinds of people, and each parish, you know, has its own personality, just like people do. One particular weekend, I was at a parish, and after Mass was over, I was standing at the door greeting people, and this one older lady came up to me and was extolling me about how much she enjoyed my homily. And while as she was doing that, she was patting me on the forearm here, like this. And finally, she was going on, and I was starting to feel a little awkward, a little uncomfortable. And finally, I said to her, thank you for what you have said. I feel very flattered. You're very kind. Actually, I said to her, it wasn't me. It was really the Holy Spirit. Well, then, don't you know, she pats me on the arm again and says, it wasn't that good. God continues to send humility pills into our lives, for sure. Today, as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord during this Easter season, which is my favorite season of the year, Easter means so much to my personal spirituality because I'm all about the risen Jesus. And today, I'd like to share a reflection or two with you about our spirituality as Roman Catholics, as Christians, followers of Jesus. You know, Christianity is so much more than a religion about rules, regulations, doctrines, and the Ten Commandments. It's so much more than that. It's about, really, when you come right down to it, it's about a relationship. And this relationship is a relationship with none other than the risen Christ. And so today, folks, I'd like to ask you to evaluate or assess where you are in your relationship with Jesus, the risen Christ. On a scale from 1 to 10, how well do you know Jesus, with 10 being the highest? How close are you to Jesus on a scale from 1 to 10? You see, I would submit to you that having a relationship with Jesus makes absolute sense when it comes to our prayer life, when it comes to how we are the best versions of ourselves day in and day out with other people. Sunday Mass, receiving the sacraments. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, then none of those things make sense. I was a high school teacher for 27 years at Elder and also at Muller High Schools. And maybe once or twice, I might have a student who would say, I don't go to church on Sunday. I don't like to go to church on Sunday because it's boring. How often do we hear teenagers say things like that? Well, when you're in a classroom with all boys, you can say things to them that you wouldn't say in a co-ed atmosphere. Or if they say, class is boring, or they say, school is boring, my reaction is, I think you're boring. If you bring nothing of yourself to what you do, if you bring nothing of yourself to your prayer life, if you bring nothing of yourself to school, whether you're in grade school, high school, or college, of course everything's boring, because it's all about you. Well, I have a surprise for you. It's not about you. Life is not about you. Life is about Jesus. Gale Sayers, who played for the Chicago Bears back in the 1960s, once wrote a book called I Am Third. And the basic premise of the book was that God comes first, other people come second, and I come last. That's how we balance our own books. That's how we operate on an even keel. When the Lord is first in our lives. And you don't have to be a priest or a nun or a deacon to make Jesus first in your life. By the very fact that you are baptized, that you are a Christian, that you follow Jesus, Jesus is first in your life. I have met over the years the happiest people, whether they're married, single, or religious, the happiest people and the people who are most at peace are people who have Jesus in their lives. So I really want to challenge you today, gently, to think about how important is the Lord in your life? How much of a priority is He in your lives, in all of our lives? I'm also speaking to myself. And by the way, the Holy Spirit is inspiring me. At least I hope He is. Tantamount to having a good prayer life is knowing Jesus. Now, you could very practically ask the question, well, how do I come to know the Lord Jesus? I have several suggestions. One is having a devotion to our Lord in the Eucharist. Realizing that when you come up a little later in this Mass, you're going to receive the Lord of heaven and earth under the appearances of bread and wine. Eucharistic adoration, taking time out of your day to spend time with Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. And you know what? You don't have to sit there and say a lot of prayers. The best Eucharistic adoration, in my view, is to be there and just listen. Now, I don't know if Father Tom has the church open all day long or not, but up the street at IHM, they have a Eucharistic chapel that's open 24 hours a day. Spend time in Eucharistic adoration there. The third thing I would suggest is begin to have an active prayer life. Now, I'm not talking about Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know, or the Hail Mary. When I was at Muller High School, one of my jobs there was to be the chaplain for the football team. And when we get on the bus to go to the game or to go to Galbraith Field, which was our home field, one of the coaches would start the Hail Mary. I kid you not. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women. Hail Mary, Hail Mary. It's like, I could only handle that for two games. And then finally I went to the head coach and I said, look, Steve, if I'm going to be the chaplain, we need to change some things here. And one of the things we need to do is change how we honor our Blessed Lady. The way the Hail Mary is prayed by the boys and led by some of the coaches is atrocious. We need to change that. So we did. When we pray, we need to pray with our whole heart, our entire being. What is the quality of your prayer life? Only you know the answer to that. But you know, the Benedictines, a religious order of priests and brothers that goes all the way back to the 4th century, they have a motto that Saint Benedict gave to them, and it's work and pray, pray and work. Our whole day is our work, our whole day is our prayer. You know, one of the very practical things that you can do on a daily basis is when you get up in the morning and after you are fully conscious, make the sign of the cross. Begin your day with the sign of the cross. Just making the sign of the cross in and of itself is a prayer. In fact, it's the most ancient of all Christian prayers. You're beginning your day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when you retire at night, make the sign of the cross before you get into bed. You began your day with the Lord, you end your day with the Lord. Prayer is so important to our spiritual lives. That's one of the ways we get in touch with the Lord. The other thing I would suggest to you is become, if you haven't started to do this already, become familiar with the scriptures. Get to know Jesus in the New Testament, especially the Gospels. The first Gospel, or the shortest of the Gospels, is St. Mark. Start with St. Mark. Read and pray over that. Getting to know the Lord is the greatest joy you can ever have. I'm a happy priest. I have joy in my life. Yes, I've got kidney disease. I have hypertension. I have obesity as one of my diseases, but I'm still happy, and I have joy in my life because of this relationship with Jesus. And folks, I would suggest to you that you can have the same thing, maybe even greater than I do, by just coming to know Jesus. I will pray that you will be blessed abundantly in the ways of the Lord. And coming to know Jesus is as great as coming to know ourselves. In fact, I have a philosophy that all of us are searching for something. Many of us are searching, especially young people, for meaning and purpose. And my response to that is that you're going to find meaning and purpose through Jesus, getting to know Jesus. Amen.